This is Rabbi Nassan L. Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, November 3rd, 2023. We finish Heymud Beis 5b, the third section. It's the blue text. So we wanted to know yesterday, according to Rav Meir, they only have one yontif, which is a violation of Baal Ta'acher. Right? In this case, right, of the Ola and the Shlomim, that you waited two regalim, and then it got a mum, and then you brought another, and then you didn't bring it, right? Why should you not be in violation of Baal Ta'acher? Sukkot's passed, one regal passed, bam, Rabbeinu, you're violation. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hacha b'maya askinam, what's, we're going to further specify the case, right? Make it even a little bit different. Kigon shehuma mitoch haregel. Right, what happened? So here it doesn't matter for him, Pesach and Shavuos. You designated an animal before one of the before, let's say, Pesach or Sukkot, and then you didn't bring it because you're a lazy bum. And then it got a mum, it got blemished in the middle of the regal, in the middle of Yontif, v'chilalo. And then you got an exchange in the middle of Yontif, and then you, because you're still a lazy bum, you didn't bring it on that Yom Tov, the Avar Alav HaRegel, and then you didn't bring it right before that particular Yom Tov ended. Now, Salka Daita Chamina, I might have thought, Ha'el Mikoach Kamaka Asi, since it comes, this second Korban comes from the power of the first, which was designated and promised before Yom Tov. Kiman de Avar Alei, it's as if, Kule regel dummy. It's as if an entire regel has passed, right? Because what happened? This second animal was actually only designated, let's say, on Cholamoid. And then you didn't bring it until Yontif was over. I might have thought, since it came from the power of the animal that was designated before Yontif, and now Yontif is over, it's as if the second animal wasn't brought on Yontif. It should be over and Baal Ta'acher. Kamash Malan, that's not true. In this particular case, right, according to Rav Meir, since it was only designated on Chol HaMoed, you have, and then you didn't bring it, that wasn't a full regel which you passed. You'd get until the next one to bring the animal. Okay, now we go on to our next little exclusion. Right, if you don't bring these animals, you are a sinner. But the animal, it literally means the animal's not, there's no sin in the animal, which means you can bring it. Right, you can still bring it, you're just in violation of Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara says, V'hama hacha nafka, that halacha we learned from here, right? From V'haya b'chachet, the words in the Pasuk, we learned from some of the Acherim nafka, we learned that from the Acherim. Who are the Acherim? The Acherim are just the other people. What did they say? D'tanya, we learned in a braisa, Acherim omrim. The Acherim say, Yachol yehe b'chor. You might think that a bechor, a firstborn animal, that right, its year has passed and you didn't bring it, that should be like psule hamukdashim, which is a hekdesh, an animal that becomes pasul, vi pasel, and it itself, that bechor should be now pasul and no good. Talmud Lomar comes the Chumash to teach us. V'achalti lifnei Hashem Elokecha ma'aser digancha tiroshcha v'yitzharecha. Right, you eat before Hashem the ma'aser of your dagan, of your grain. Right, tirosh and yitzhar, the oil and the wine and the oil. U'bicharot, and the firstborns of your bakar, of your cattle or your cows, v'tzoncha, and your sheep. Right, that you come. Right, it comes to Shalim, etc. So there in the Pasuk, Makish Bechor Lamaisa, there's a hekesh, there's a comparison between Bechor, between the firstborn, and Maiser, right, and the tithes. Ma Maiser Eno Nifsal Mishana Lechaverta. Just like Maiser is not puzzle from one year to the next, right? It doesn't, like if you don't bring it in that year, it doesn't all of a sudden become puzzle, you can't eat it. Bechor, so too a bechor, eno nifsal mishana lechamerta, right? It's not disqualified from one year to the next, even though you didn't do what you're supposed to do with it, it doesn't become disqualified. So we learned that from the Acherim, right? If you don't bring your vow, it doesn't disqualify the animal. What do we need v'haya b'chachet and not in your korban achet for? We learned it from the Acherim. So Gemara says, no, it's the Rech, Salka, Daita, Chamina, right? We require both, because you might have thought, Hani, Mili, Bechor. Right, that's only by a Bechor, right? If you don't do what you're supposed to do with the Bechor, you can still bring it. That's what the Acherim teach us. Great. But that's only true to Lav Bar Hartsa'ahu. Right? The Bechor is not coming, right? Lehartso. What does Lehartsot mean? Right? It means to appease. It means to serve as a korban. Right, lehartzot is right, the ritzui. It should be wanted and desired. Well, like a korban. So okay, the bechor, which wasn't brought on time, it's just a bechor. That's not a korban in that classic ritzui sense. So maybe that we don't disqualify. Aval kodshim, but if we talk about right kodshim, things that are sanctified to the mizbeach, the b'nei hartzaa ninu, they are to appease. Right, to make desired. Ema loli ratu. Maybe they won't. If you didn't do what you're supposed to do with it, maybe those karbanos will be disqualified after you're in violation. Kamash Milan comes. Our pasuk to teach us, v'haya b'chachet, the chait is in you, it's not in the animal. The animal can still be brought. The Gemara says, Akati, I, still we have a question. What that question is, you're welcome to join me on Monday, but this concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.